Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 11 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. This week we decided to give our voices a rest, and your ears a rest, and bring you some of the sounds from the Magic Kingdom. So sit back, get out your headphones, and enjoy the sounds of the Magic Kingdom.
Look, everyone, the steam train's arriving. Now we can open the Magic Kingdom.
Hey, it's good to see you too, Mickey. We thought you'd never get here.
It certainly is good to see. Isn't it, everyone? Well, tell me, Mickey, are we ready to open the park?
Yup, we sure are, aren't we, gang?
All right, let's get the Zimmermans here in the middle. Create some of that magic and get this park open. What do you say, Mickey?
Gosh, that's swell. Hi there. Thanks for helping us today.
From 10 and open the park.
Okay, gang, count nice and loud. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Magic Kingdom, everybody.
It's a Magic Kingdom. Because I can hear you breathing.
That's me, because I've been saying
you're on a fried onion poultice like I told you, you wouldn't be breathing that way. Now go on, hang up, like I asked.
I'm 2 feet short right now, sir.
Okay, Annie?
Yes, Mama, I'm here. Will you ask Mr. Dinglinger if he's got any of them newfangled ladies' union suits like I read about in the Saturday Blade?
He's got them, Mama. 89 cents a pair. Shall I get them?
No, no. Just tell him to put away a size 42 for me and keep his mouth shut. I don't want this all over town. But Jing getting up at 4 a.m., cooking 6 hours a day, cutting wood, carrying out ashes, churning butter, hauling in water. A woman's got to have something substantial on her back.
Anything else, Mama?
No, I guess not. But you mind what I told you, Annie. Marry somebody who's making a steady $8 a week. And you'll have to pretty up to catch one doing that good. Do like I did. Put them cucumber slices on your face to bloom up your complexion. Rub a little kerosene on your hair to make it shine. A girl's got to pretty up to grab a man these days. Now hurry on home and better bring a ham, even if it is 9 cents a pound. Or your father will hit the ceiling. Goodbye.
Bye, Mama. Be right home.
Hello, Sergeant's desk.
Oh, all the way in, make two lines, please. Place the bottom ones in front.
Make sure to have you to yourselves for the best view of the chamber. And the sergeant.
2 quarts of oil and a loaf of lead.
He's the one in the middle wearing a hat.
Make two rows and on the top.
That is all.
I had a cold over here. You were really dizzy here today. Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
No cell phone use for photography, please.
Thank you. Let me introduce myself. I am the prisoner teleportation officer. Sergeant C4703BK2704-90210. So, to start, prisoners come in two types. Your level ones and your level twos. Now you people are not ready for level twos, so we'll start with the ones, you know, common criminals of the cosmos. Like this hairy hoodlum over here. He's in for jaywalking between the moons and Jupiter. When perpetrators like him are caught, they are teleported here into one of these 2D things. And then they have to deal with me. Perfect! Here comes another one. Ah, Lieutenant Sledge. What have you got?
We had another situation at the Galactic Federation Bakery.
Not the donut guy again.
Yep. Can't second the goop out of all the jelly worm old donuts.
Yeah. When are you guys going to send me some level twos for a change?
Not today, 90210.
Teleportation in 3, 2. Teleporting now.
Look at you, I like your uniform. Oh, you should be ashamed of yourself, you gas bag. Well, I have no choice but to send you to your cell. And this time, with no milk. You understand? What's that?
Sergeant, we have an incoming level 3.
Level 3?
Pull yourself together, man.
I think I just wiled myself.
Sir, I don't know what kind of monster they caught out there, but we'll have to move to the high-security level 3 teleportation chamber.
But it's their first day, and they're not even trained to handle level 1s yet.
Sergeant?
Sir, yes, sir. Okay, don't people panic.
Oh, great.
I mean, go that way. No, I meant that way.
You too, Sergeant.
Me? No, I would love to go, sir. I really would, but I can't.
Sergeant,
sir.
I'll be through the high security chamber. That's an order.
Yes, sir. But something big is on the way. Something little three big. Oh, dear. I think I'm going.
You recruits, now move it!
All right, follow me.
drink up me hearty, yo ho. More rather than bezel and even I drink, drink up me hearty, yo ho. My side, yo ho, yo ho. A fire is light for me.
My side, yo ho, yo ho. A fire is light for me.
We're rascals and scoundrels and villains and knaves. Drink up me hearty, yo ho. When devils and black sheep and green babes, drink up me hearty, yo ho.
Come on, sing!
Yo ho, yo ho. A fire is light for me.
My thanks, you were far too kind. Nicely done, Mac. You've done as a boss. In spite of yourself, nicely done. So, it's a pirate's life, you claimed.
See,
you don't seem like the usual sort attracted to the lure of this dark profession. But perhaps I misjudge you, huh? Do you seek adventure?
Yes.
Do you seek a reputation as someone to be reckoned with?
Yes.
Do you seek treasure beyond your wildest dreams?
Yeah.
Well, it don't come easy, shall it? I take skill.
Skill!
Cunning.
Cunning.
Talent.
Talent.
And very often patience.
And very often patience.
No, Matt, would you stand over there for me? Thank you so much. So, let's put the lot of you to the test and see if you've got what it takes. Now, are you ready?
Captain S, are you ready?
That's what I want to hear. Very good. Now looting and plundering may be all well and good, but the sailing to get there is hard work. So to begin, let's get you all working on developing some necessary skills, all right? Let me see you. Raise your strong right arms in the air.
Oh, that's your starboard side.
Come on, get them up there. I want to see them nice and high. There we are. That's it. Well done. Put them down. Let me see you raise your strong left arms, eh?
That's port side, mate. Ease.
Excellent. Very good. Very good. Now let me see you use them both. And the brand, like you're raising a sail.
Hoist the mains. Starboard port. Starboard port. Starboard port. Starboard port. Starboard port. Starboard port. Starboard port.
Not bad for beginners. Not bad at all. I saw lots of potential out there. Now, during your journey, some fine day, you might find yourself on the wrong side of an argument with your captain or crewmates.
Oh, both. Based on your experiences, of course, Captain.
The American dream is as old as our founding, but as timeless as our hopes. It is reborn every day in the heart of every child who wakes up in a land of limitless possibilities. In a country where we the people means all the people. We may come from different places and believe different things, but what makes us American is a shared spirit, a spirit of courage and determination, of kindness and generosity. It is a spirit grounded in the wisdom of the generations that have gone before us, but open to the unimagined discoveries and possibilities on the horizon lies ahead. Let us enjoy it, cherish it, defend it, and pass it on to our children as the bright and beautiful blessing it is. This enduring American dream.
Trail. here a while. Most of the Indians along the river don't quite know what to make of our steamboat, and they call it Emelora, which means fire because of the smoke and sparks pouring out of our top stack. The first time we passed this way, they thought it was the return of one of their heavenly messengers, and they said our riverboat was a comet of the sun. Their sacred burial ground, and those who fall in battle are placed atop the traditional bed of death. After nightfall, they'll return to mourn the great warriors who brought honor to the trophy.
Thank you.
in here, okay? So from now on, when these new people come in and I ask them where they're from, no matter what they say, we're all going to be from there too, okay? And you just clap and wave at them like you recognize them. Let's practice with these guys. Where are you girls from? Anybody else here tonight from Pennsylvania? Yeah! We'll get them.
What are the odds?
Here we go, David. Joe, a deer.
A female deer.
Sing it.
Pray a tropical and smile. Be your name, I call myself.
Why?
While I love the way you run.
Oh, stop.
So, a little boy friend.
To the store. So I would now have a beer. La 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 la.
So that's it for our walk around the Magic Kingdom. Thanks for coming along with us. I hope you really enjoyed the show, and for those keeping track, in order was the Magic Kingdom Rope Drop, the Main Street Philharmonic, the Main Street Hat Shop Phone, Stitch's Great Escape, Jack Sparrow's Experience, I believe it is, the Hall of Presidents, President Obama's speech, the Liberty Bell, Haunted Mansion, Madame Leota, Spectromagic as a flashback, and Wishes. And for those also keeping track, that was Yeehaw Bob at the end, who's over at Port Orleans Riverside. Well, let's just say we finished the night at the Magic Kingdom and went over to Port Orleans to see Bob. Again, I hope you enjoyed the show. Please send us an email at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com and let us know what you think. Thanks for listening. And the whole gang will be back next week. See you then. Oh, have a great Thanksgiving and happy Hanukkah. See you next week. Bye-bye.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back.